Hi, this is Stephen McLean of the Finance Leader Podcast. This is bonus episode number 67. Hey, it's another great week to get some things done in our world of finance and accounting. I get on fire when I get a chance to work on the numbers, but I especially get on fire when I get a chance to help out people that I work with. A key task of all finance leaders is to make the people around us better. It's our obligation, it's our duty, and it should be our passion and mission every single day. I have talked about this topic a few times, but I wanted to share a simple plan and a reminder how we, as finance leaders, can help our team members to become better and to improve their daily work experience. So here's how we can help our team members. Number one, clarity in our communication. If we are not clear when we communicate with our team members or with anybody, we can cause confusion, and most of the time it leads to wasted time and wasted effort because they may not know what needs to be done or even the reason or purpose for why something is. Wasted time and wasted effort is lost opportunity to increase value. We go backwards when our communication is not clear. Number two, schedule a routine one-on-one meeting with all of your team members. The one-on-one meeting is a great opportunity for you and your team members to seek greater clarity around tasks, around performance, for expectations, something they may need from you, to synchronize schedules, and many other great topics. Make time for these meetings. They are incredibly valuable and help everyone to become better. Number three, remove obstacles and unnecessary tasks. Frustration leads to a bad work experience and wasted time. It's our job to eliminate obstacles to task completion or problems. It could be a resource issue. Your team members may be lacking a key resource and even training. Find out why tasks are taking longer than expected and find a solution to help your team members get more efficient and more effective. Number four, individual development plans. Every team member, including yourself, must have an individual development plan. It's critical to improvement and advancement. It should list out goals and what skills and training that must be improved to accomplish those goals. Number five, a pathway to succeed and advance. Every person has their pathway, which should match up to their long-term goal. How can you mentor your team members to accomplish their goals and to game plan a unique pathway for them? I want to talk more about career pathways in the future. So please remember that helping our team members succeed and becoming better is one of our most important duties as finance leaders. I love it. We are now almost in November, so it's time to wrap up those CPEs for the year and to get them turned in so your certification does not lapse. Your employer may have other CPE requirements too, so let's get those done on time and turned in. Also, please check out Finance Leader Academy. I offer a course called Advance Your Career. I added a link to the show notes so you can preview this course. There is an introductory video there to explain how this course can help you. And please download the free Become a Finance Leader guide. I know that that can help you too. Now have a wonderful rest of your week. Keep working on your goals, and thank you for choosing the Finance Leader Podcast. Until next time, thank you for listening. Take care.